Eid Saeed, and a warm welcome to our splendid viewers. Eid Saeed means happy holidays in the beautiful, lyrical Arabic language, which is spoken in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Cuba will sign United Nations protocols on human rights. In media news, Planet Green will reach 70 million homes. In humanitarian news, two carrier companies, UPS and TNT, support United Nations relief efforts. In invention news, Japanese humanoid robot helps with household chores. In education news, United Kingdom's children's plan will improve the lives of young people. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 29, 1876, Pau Casals e de Feo, also known as Pablo Casals, was born in Spain. Mr. Casals was a world-acclaimed cellist, conductor, and composer. He began studying the cello at age 11, and at age 14 gave his first public performance. He had a career which spanned over 80 years and was internationally admired as one of the greatest cellists of all time. Shortly before his 95th birthday, he conducted his composition, Hymn of the United Nations, at a special concert in 1971 at the United Nations. Today we remember Pablo Casals and the joy he brought to the world through his heavenly musical performances.
Lion News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association News from Sri Lanka. This year's monsoon rains in Sri Lanka's eastern and northern regions have caused much damage during the past week. Supreme Master Chinghai has been closely watching the situation and asks for continual updates from our association members. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers a report from our association relief team in Sri Lanka, who have been on standby to assist the victims.
Most compassionate Master, regarding flood in Sri Lanka, may peace and joy be with Master in this coming year and ever after. We would like to report to Master the recent developments of the flood situation. With the coming of the monsoon season, which normally runs from December to February, some districts of the eastern, northern, and north-central parts of Sri Lanka have been experiencing flooding since December 20th, 2007. The most affected districts are Batacaloa, Ampara, Polonnaruwa, Matale, Jaffna, and Anuradhapura. Landslides have also occurred in the Budula district. A total of 238,000 people were affected, who were mostly relocated to the 49 temporary camps located at schools, charity organizations, and community centers. Others found shelter with relatives and friends. An initial sum of 34 million Sri Lankan shillings, approximately $314,000, has been released to relevant district secretaries to provide for emergency needs of the victims. Helicopters have also been delivering dry rations and medicines. Whilst the flooding is now subsiding, there are still some 40,000 people in temporary shelters where they are receiving food and water supplies from state agencies. According to a news release of the Disaster Management Center, tents, cooking utensils, portable lamps, lanterns, boots, etc. are among the priority needs. The Sri Lanka Red Cross Society has provided cooked food and non-food items to families in the affected districts, including a $20,000 donation from the German Red Cross. The local Red Cross branches are now in the process of identifying the current needs of the affected. We would like to express our gratitude to Master for your loving concern and boundless blessing, which is most needed for those in the affected areas. May peace and comfort be bestowed upon our fellow countrymen and women with your immense grace. Colombo Center.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for allowing us to share this updated relief report with our caring viewers, who are surely concerned and glad to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this situation. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Foreign Group for current informative reports. May the humanitarian aid reach those most in need and help them in a timely recovery to their normal lives. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly-in news. Germany praised for humanitarian initiatives in Africa. Over the past year, Germany's humanitarian aid to Africa has increased tremendously, with allocations to address major diseases reaching nearly $10 billion. On Thursday, aid activist and music celebrity Bob Geldof noted that thousands, if not millions, of lives have been saved thanks to Germany's enlightened leadership of the Group of Eight industrialized nations. A big thanks and God bless Germany for your outstanding generosity. May your loving concern for all the world's people continue to bring health, happiness, and joy to many lives.
Lion News. Thousands of detainees in Iraq could be freed. Under a draft law currently being considered by the Iraqi parliament, many thousands of people detained since 2003 could be released. The proposed law would also encourage Sunni Arab politicians to resume their participation in Iraq's parliamentary process. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is currently freeing an average of 50 to 60 people a day. Thank you, and Allah bless Iraq for your consideration of this kind and conciliatory measure. We pray that all the deserving people throughout your great nation may soon experience a renewed life flourishing with beauty and harmony.
Lion News. Philippines House of Representatives passes 1 Billion Trees Act. A unanimous vote was cast by all 123 members of the Philippines House of Representatives to implement a broad reforestation program called the 1 Billion Trees Act to help address global warming. Majority Leader Arthur Defensor said, "We must advance the right of the people to a balanced and healthful ecology in consonance and harmony with nature." Bravo, and thank you, Philippines, for this beneficial legislation. May measures such as this and many more grace our beautiful planet with abundant health, protection, and love.
Lion News. Smoking ban in Wales motivates more to quit. More smokers are kicking the habit since the smoking ban in Wales went into effect last April. Stop Smoking Wales, a government-funded program to help people quit, announced that the number of smokers using their services had increased 20% since smoking in public places became forbidden 9 months ago. Our sincere thanks, Wales, for providing this vital support to the Welsh people as they choose a healthier way of life. May God bless all who resolve to quit smoking this year with the inner strength and moral support to succeed.
Lion News. Zimbabwean bank donates $160,000 to hospital. The Zimbabwean bank, CBZ, has made a $160,000 donation to Chitungwiza Central Hospital for the purchase of medications and other essentials. As part of an ongoing partnership between CBZ and the hospital, bank employees also recently volunteered in a hospital cleanup project. Thank you, and God bless CBZ for your wonderful example of people working together for a better society. May many be inspired by your noble endeavors of selfless service.
Lion News. Baghdad Film Festival promotes peace and reconciliation. At the Baghdad International Film Festival, 63 movies will be shown, with an emphasis on the right to a safe and stable life. The festival aims to help rebuild Iraqi cinema and bring about greater national unity. Amar al-Aradi, president of the festival's organizing committee, said, "We hope this festival will help the reconciliation." We applaud the organizers of the Baghdad International Film Festival for your positive use of media to promote understanding and reunification. May Allah bless the Iraqi movie industry with success as peace and prosperity returns to the country.
Lion News. U.S. Senator Byrd named PETA's Person of the Year. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is honoring U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd of West Virginia for his 60 years of support for the humane treatment of animals. Senator Byrd co-authored the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act and has given many stirring speeches to the Senate, including defending a bill to stop cruelty to farmed animals. During one speech, he stated, "These creatures feel. They know pain. They suffer pain just as we humans suffer pain." Congratulations, Senator Byrd, on this honor that recognizes your kind heart and success in passing laws that help the animals. On behalf of our animal friends, we offer our deepest gratitude and pray that God's blessings will grace you evermore in your compassionate endeavors.
Lion News. Scientists discover space objects releasing huge amounts of energy. Through the collaborative efforts of Japanese, U.S., and European astronomers, space objects that release tremendous quantities of energy have been observed. The energy from these objects prompts other particles to accelerate to almost the speed of light. A group of powerful telescopes and an X-ray observatory satellite have made it possible for the first time to detect this very high energy phenomenon, which appears as a form of blue-colored light far beyond our planet. How fascinating! Thank you, scientists, for sharing this intriguing discovery. We look forward to further expanding our understanding of creation's immense diversity.
Lion News. Christmas wishes from heaven. Known for his sense of humor, Chet Fitch from Oregon, USA, surprised friends and family when they received his Christmas cards 2 months after he passed away at the ripe age of 88. The cards were handwritten, with a return address on the envelope from heaven. One of the cards read, "I asked the big guy if I could sneak back and send some cards. Better get back, as the big guy said he stretched a point to let me in the first time, so I'd better not press my luck. I'll probably be seeing you, some sooner than you think. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Chet Fitch." What a charming soul you are, Mr. Fitch. May God's love be ever showered upon you and those who share your heartwarming humor.
In world news, Cuba collaborates with the United Nations on human rights. Cuba has promised to sign two United Nations agreements safeguarding human rights. Cuban Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque announced that Cuba would soon agree to United Nations protocols on human rights, such as freedom of speech, association, and travel. Thank you, Cuba, and congratulations on your positive relations with the United Nations. May the wonderful people of Cuba be graced with peace, happiness, and prosperity always. Up next on Noteworthy News, Clinic Green will be a place to advocate for our beautiful planet. We'll go water and take care of the orchids. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. It's me, Herman the Horse. I have a tip that might make walking in the outdoors a little more enjoyable for you, even on a winter day. You could wear layers of clothing instead of heavy coats or sweaters. That way, if you get too hot, you can remove a layer at a time and still be comfortable and cool. Enjoy your walk, and thank you for watching. Now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
In media news, Planet Green Television will broadcast to 70 million U.S. homes. Discovery Communications will transition Discovery Home Channel into Planet Green, a new 24-hour eco-friendly channel that will launch in 2008.
Discovery Communications Chief Executive David Zaslav said, "It could be a meaningful place for all the people that care about green, an advocacy network, so to speak, to advocate for the planet." What a splendid event and good news. May heaven bless Planet Green Television with much success in promoting the way to protect and conserve our beautiful planet. In humanitarian news, two carrier companies support United Nations emergency work. United Parcel Service Incorporated, or UPS, and TNT Express are offering free warehousing facilities to the United Nations Humanitarian Response Depots in Ghana and Panama. These depots, coordinated by the World Food Programme, enable response units to work more efficiently in providing urgent supplies to those in need. Mr. Amer Diaudi, Associate Director of WFP's Transport Division, said, "The premises offered are a concrete example of the continued close cooperation between the private sector and the WFP to assist people in need. Thank you, and God bless UPS and TNT for your support of the United Nations noble efforts. 21 is a humanoid that can help prepare and serve breakfast. More about this interesting robot when Noteworthy News returns. We'll check with the angels and we'll be right back with more positive news here on Supreme Master Television.
From her very first experimenting in the oil painting, Song of the Sea, natural perfection is evident in Supreme Master Ching Hai's unique and effortless style.
Well, I think everything God created, even a piece of pebble, is perfect in His own way.
To her, everything, inside and outside, from heaven to earth, can be the object of depiction. Be it a few old books, a simple piece of fruit, or a sweeping hillside swaying underneath the sun. The latest collection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's paintings, compiled in the book entitled The Collection of the Art Creations, covers 15 new paintings, including Ash the Chain and Summer. The layout of the book is sequenced by years, allowing us to journey through time, space, and the world of the paintings, and to share the relaxation of a wise sage, the beauty and depth of a poet, as well as the sensitivity and freedom of a nomad. Just like the lunar halo in peaceful time is too expansive to be framed, these paintings have a quality that goes beyond any limitation, shining boundlessly and constantly as the moon. We welcome you to enjoy the paintings of Supreme Master Ching Hai in the book, The Collection of the Art Creations.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Positive news for a peaceful world. In invention news, Japanese humanoid helps with housework. Japanese scientists have presented a new humanoid robot that helps with house chores. It is hoped that the 147-centimeter robot developed by Tokyo's Waseda University and named 21 will be particularly beneficial for elderly people. 21 is able to communicate with humans, can help a person get in and out of bed, and helps prepare breakfast. In addition, it is able to lift and place a wide range of objects using its four fingers. It is flexible and soft in case it bumps into users. Many thanks and God bless all those involved in developing such helpful robots.
In education news, United Kingdom plans to better the lives of children. The United Kingdom has formulated a 10-year program, the Children's Plan, with a budget of £1 billion to improve the educational quality of schools and general well-being of children. To achieve these goals, 3,500 playgrounds will be updated and 30 adventure playgrounds will be built. In addition, the school's curriculum and methods of teaching will be re-evaluated and other programs will be introduced to support children and parents. Hats off to the United Kingdom for your dedication to bettering the lives of your young citizens. May your children grow up with abundant love and wonderful opportunities.
We now invite you to listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Ripe Old Age.
Three men, filthy from the pub, coming out, stumbling home, late one night, and found themselves in a graveyard somewhere, on the road. One of the guys said, "Hey, John, come over here. It's Michael Grady, old grave. God bless his soul. He lived to the ripe old age of 87. And the other guy said, "Nothing, come here. There's a song here. It says here that he was 95 when he died." And then the other one said, "Oh, forget him. He is a fella that got to be 150. And everybody go there and look, "What's his name?" Everybody stumble over there and look and find the light to see what else is written on the stone marker. And he said, "Oh, 150 miles to Dublin."
And now for our viewers' hotline. Our hotline today comes from Maria of Brazil.
"Thank you very much for the site and the channel content. My husband and I have the same focus in life, and we work with reforestation and conscientization here in Brazil. www.plantaquecresce.com. Maria do Sol Vasconcelos."
Hello, Maria. Thank you for your hotline. We're glad to hear that you like our programs. One of our messages is to go green to save the planet, and we have our show honoring Mother Earth, Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, airing every Wednesday on Supreme Master Television. We wish you and your husband lots of God's blessings in all your wonderful efforts.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
As it is said in Arabic, "Barakallah fikum," which means God bless you.
May the eternal light of heaven shine in your heart always. We'll see you next time.